Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jamie Alvarez Acosta on the line, and he's co-founder of Children of the Seven Rays Foundation, and he's also owner of TAM Tours Peru. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, my bro. I am so happy to be here with you and so happy to share. You know, this time that is a little crazy time, it's a beautiful time to be together and try to bring some kind of, new energy, new vibration, new feelings to this moment of difficulties and challenge that humanity does.
So I love our topic today. I think it's very timely too, and that's the importance of staying centered and connected. But before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Children of the Seven Rays Foundation. Tell us a little bit more about the foundation, please.
Well, we have this foundation that is the focus is supporting children in Peru. And try to educate this child about the older traditions. You know, in this time of globalization, everything is really, you know, the media and the internet is so big that child's beginning to dreaming a little more with what is outside of the country and don't appreciate really their own traditions, their own culture, their own reality. So we try to focus our foundation, have the mission to teach the child in the 90s about their own traditions, their own rituals, and create a good foundation, good roots into their own self, and from there growing and expanding herself to humanity. No? So this is a little bit the vision that we have in Children of the Seven Rays Foundation. Of course, I live part-time here in Canada too, so we try to support in children in Peru and native children here in Canada too.
Yeah. That's awesome. So to start this off, so today's topic, so the importance of staying centered and connected. Obviously, when this is being recorded, we're in the middle of the whole COVID pandemic. Where do you want to start with this one? So the importance of staying centered and connected.
It's a really beautiful reality for me personally. And when I talk with some of my elders in Peru, say, we are training for this time, you know. Mm-hmm. According to the legends, we're talking about that come to the humanity one time that is go to transform the mentality of humanity, you know. And right now, this is happening. Mm-hmm. This COVID bring the transformation and the transmutation of mentality for humanity in general, in all these different aspects, you know. The first one is that there's nothing wrong to being home, you know, and enjoy the people that you really love and care. There is something that before we don't really look in this idea, because before our work is more outside, try to create everything outside and try to, you know, building relations outside. And the idea to go back home and stay in home is not just stay in your family. It's not just stay with the people that you love. It's not a little more deep. Go back into your home, into your heart, and who you are. And from there, beginning to rebuild, recreate, and imagine how you like to be in the future. How you like to be when all these COVID things finish, how you like to create, what you like to do in your life. So my ancestors say something beautiful. Now is the time of the creativity.
Mm.
Use the creativity, because this is a power, a human power, that just exists inside of us. But to go there, you need to go home.
Mm.
You see?
I love that. Now is the time of creativity. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I never really considered what you said. You kind of just flipped my whole thought process. Everybody's focusing on saying something's wrong right now, but and obviously if you're being affected like immediately and you're sick right now or something like that, obviously there's something wrong. But for some of us, all that's wrong is that we had to go home. Like for some of us. So for me, I personally haven't. I've been sick or anything like that, thankfully. But I just mean, so for me, it's been, you know, just a time to go home. And other than that, I can't really, you know, obviously we have other things with market, other external things. But if I mean like physically what you're saying, I mean, to me, it's completely accurate.
Exactly. We have one Andean principle that is, we call causa. We have seven, but causa is such a beautiful, because causa represents existence. And existence comes with this idea of everything that you create a relationship. For example, you use knowledge and you create a relationship with your phone, so your phone exists. But if you don't have the time to acknowledge that your phone is here and you don't have the time to acknowledge the phone, this phone never exists. And it's funny, because I'm working with people. I do also healing sessions, and I am a shaman, so moving some things there. So I'm working with people, and the people really don't realize that these guys exist. Yeah. How many times you call your name in the day and talk to you and say, hey, hi, Jamie. I love you, and I know that you exist for me. You don't have the way to acknowledge your reality. You don't have the way to acknowledge yourself. Mm-hmm. We waiting for another people to acknowledge us and to call us. If you don't listen to somebody that call you, for example, for me, Jamie, I don't really think about me. You see, but this is what the Andean people say, that we lose our existence. So now humanity have the possibility to go back and finally exist for herself.
Mm-hmm.
You see, with the existence, it's possible, when you recognize the existence, it's possible to create everything, you know, creation time. But if you don't recognize the existence, what you go to create in your life? Everything that you create is for the others, for the ones that remember you that you exist, or for the ones that you exist, but not for you. I don't know you follow me. Yeah.
No, I follow you 100%. And the reason why I'm not talking is I want you to keep talking. I love it. I mean, because the concepts you're bringing, I mean, we don't hear often, is what it comes down to. I mean, this is ancient wisdom that you're bringing us. So it's different. It's a different type of interview, and it's a different type of insight that you're getting. So even just that one thought process of now is the time to be creative, that you're going home. I mean, even just that one concept for people to grasp that and the significance of that and to own it, and now to kind of meditate on that concept of recognizing yourself as existing. I mean, that's heavy stuff, Jamie. You brought it today on the podcast, I'll tell you that. You weren't playing. So Jamie, that being said, we're about out of time for today's episode. So even though I could talk to you about this all day. So that being said, last questions. If somebody wants to learn more about the Children of the Seven Rays Foundation or about your tour company, I mean, what's the best way for them to follow up and to learn more about the things that you're working on?
Well, we have a website that is called childrenoftheSevenRays.com. Follow us there. We have many different things. One part of the things is the foundation, but another part of the aspect is what we go to do in teachings and classes and bring this kind of ancient knowledge and supporting people and humanity right now, you know, using the internet, Zoom, and all this media world to try to bring some message of hope, harmony, and happiness, joy, you know. So
awesome.
we try to move in everything there.
So thank you, Jamie, for coming on the show today. It's been a pleasure and an honor to speak to you. So great stuff here. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're listening to this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us comments on the video. I mean, love to connect with you there and see what kind of projects you're working on. And Jamie, thanks again for coming on the show.